RNZ Pacific News, kia ora ana, I'm Seo Manutewa, I'm Tā Whai. Police in Solomon Islands have maintained a heightened security presence in the capital overnight amid reports of potential protests being staged against the result of the election of the Prime Minister. Jeremiah Marnelli defeated rival candidate Matthew Wale by 31 votes to 18, with one MP absent from Parliament for the election. Deputy Police Commissioner Ian Vaivaso, who was in charge of security operations in Honiara for the vote, says things were calm and peaceful after the Governor-General announced the result, but they have been monitoring the situation.
People say that they will protest, cause disorders in Honiara. In our assessment, the threat, we still treat it as it still stands. Through the support of the public, we were able to make this, you know, election a successful one.
Pacific people who want to move to Australia now have details on how the Australian Engagement Visa will work. There are 3,000 places available, with most Pacific countries given a quota that people can enter a ballot for. The ballot opens on June 3rd. The head of the Australian National University's Development Policy Centre, Stephen Howes, says Papua New Guinea has emerged as a big winner.
Almost half of the visas go to PNG, so you'd have to say PNG is a winner. Although, if it was strictly done on a basis of population, of course many more would go to PNG because it is such a big country relative to the rest of the Pacific. But still, with almost half the visas, you'd have to say that PNG was a winner.
Fiji also appears to be a winner, while Samoa, Vanuatu and the Marshall Islands have not been allocated any spaces yet, with their governments yet to agree to the process. But Australia has kept 300 spaces available. Cook Islands has stepped up its dengue defences following an outbreak in Fiji and Samoa. Cook Islands News reports Te Marae Ora Ministry of Health is taking preventative measures to protect the country from dengue fever by fumigating incoming vessels from Fiji and Samoa. Dengue is a viral infection that spreads from mosquitoes to people and is more common in tropical and subtropical climates. Meanwhile, Samoa's latest update reports 61 new cases of dengue-like illness for the week of April 22nd to 28th. The slump in the Japanese tourism market is seen as the key reason for one of the two main hotels on the northern Marianas Island off Saipan shutting its doors. The Hyatt Regency, which has operated on the island for 43 years, will close next month amid occupancy rates of just 30%. It is understood about 130 staff will lose their jobs. RNZ Pacific correspondent on Saipan, Mark Rabago, says the owners were Japanese and the hotel has geared itself to serve the Japanese market. He says tourism has dropped off and getting those tourists back has proven very difficult, not least because of the soaring dollar relative to the yen.
At the same time, the Japanese government has an internal program right now where they are encouraging their people to travel around the country instead of outside. Also, we are competing against other on sand and beach tour spots like Vietnam, the Philippines, Bali in Indonesia, and even Guam in Hawaii. So it's really hard.
In Aotearoa, a climate change bill of up $23 billion New Zealand dollars that needs to be paid by 2030 is not included in the government's official financial statements. An accounting expert says that needs to change and she's taking her arguments to Treasury. Climate change correspondent Eloise Gibson reports.
Two climate change ministers have now asked Treasury whether it's meet New Zealand's first emissions cutting target under the Paris Agreement. Treasury says the payments don't meet accounting thresholds for inclusion, but accounting expert Wendy McGuinness disagrees.
Auckland's ferry operators are investigating hydrogen-powered vessels for longer trips. Auckland Transport is currently building four electric ferries for inner harbour trips, but they don't have plans for longer ferry services. The chief executive of Fuller's 360, Mike Horn, says hydrogen can power trips to Waiheke or Gulf Harbour, but it's not yet commercially viable.
Hydrogen is really stored energy, so you can go further without having to refuel. So it opens up a whole range of other uses which you can't do with electric.
Mike Horn says regulations, cost of hydrogen and charging technology has to catch up before hydrogen could realistically be used. In world news, around 50 people have died after a section of a mountainside highway collapsed in China's Guangdong province following days of heavy rain. The BBC's Laura Bicker has more.
Witnesses told state media that they heard a loud noise as a wide hole opened up on the highway. More than 20 cars fell down the muddy bank and some burst into flames. The search for survivors has been complicated by rain and more gravel and soil coming down at the site, posing a risk to workers, according to an official who spoke to Chinese media. Search and rescue dogs and life-detecting devices were deployed on the steep slope in this mountainous area of southern China. This has been the wettest April on record in Guangdong province, and the county where the road collapsed has seen more than four times as much rain as last year.
The disgraced Hollywood film producer Harvey Weinstein will be retried in New York after having his 2020 rape conviction overturned on appeal last week. The 72-year-old had been serving a 23-year sentence in a prison. His lawyer, Arthur A. Dalla, says he's confident about the retrial.
We will now digest every syllable of the prior testimony of all the witnesses. We will assemble a team of the best and the brightest and make sure that this case is litigated properly in front of an excellent judge. The difference between this judge and the last judge is night and day.
Arthur A. Dalla says he expects a jury to find Weinstein not guilty at a retrial. In sports, less than a month after deciding to take a break from rugby to fight cancer, Blues forward Cameron Swafoa is set to return to the field. Swafoa has completed radiation therapy on a lump on his back. He says he feels 100% after being named on the bench for tonight's game against the Rebels in Melbourne.
Been tough on the lungs the last couple of weeks. Just a lot of rehab running out, so glad to be over and done with that so I can actually play some footy and throw football around.
The Hurricanes host the Waratahs at Sky Stadium in Wellington tonight to kick off round 11 of the Super Rugby Pacific. Meanwhile, New Zealand and South Africa have drawn 13-all at the inaugural Under-20 Rugby Championship on the Sunshine Coast. A former American football star says more and more Pacific Island players are being recruited into the National Football League. Manase Jesse Sapolu, famed for playing with the San Francisco 49ers, says three new recruits have become instant millionaires.
We had 13 total Pacific Island players that got drafted this past weekend. There were three that went in the first round, which means that they're instant millionaire, what they call the NFL, National Football League of American Football. It's the highest level.
Sapolu says he is excited to see more island players joining the NFL ranks. The defending NRL champion Panthers made it three wins in a row last night. They won 42-12 over an injury-hit Rabbitohs side, who sacked head coach Jason Demetrio earlier this week. They have moved up to second on the table with the rest of round nine still to go. That's your latest RNZ Pacific News and Sport. For more stories, go to rnzi.com.